Welcome back to the Wildcast. Stay tuned for the senior sign-off, news, tech, and funky factoids.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'll be covering all the news for this week, and Katie will join with a weather report. This week is Teacher Appreciation Week. Make sure to show some love to the teachers. There will be an in-school drama production on the 8th, and 3rd and 4th grade will be going on a field trip to Funds on the 9th. The 12th will be a busy day with Senior Day, the Athletic Banquet, Miss Blossom's birthday, and Kona Ice all being here on campus. And that's all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with a weather report.
Welcome back to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday the 6th, a pretty steady overcast but still pretty warm with a high of 87 and a low of 59. There is a small 5% chance of rain. Sunday the 7th, there is a 47% chance of thunderstorms and winds at 7 miles per hour. The temperature does drop a bit with a high of 83 and a low of 66. Monday the 8th, a 48% chance of thunderstorms later that afternoon. The temperature does continue to drop with a high of 79 and a low of 65 that night. Tuesday the 9th, there is an 88% chance of thunderstorms with some broken up clouds, but overall still pretty warm with a high of 83 and a low of 67. Wednesday the 10th, there is an increasing 99% chance of thunderstorms with winds at 9 miles per hour. The temperature does stay the same with a high of 83 and a low of 68. Thursday the 11th, still that 99% chance of thunderstorms and winds at 9 miles per hour, still with the same temperature of a high of 83 and a low of 67 that night. All information was accurate as of May 2nd and was provided by my15dayforecast.com. Now it's Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With graduation right around the corner, the senior Wildcasters have decided to put together a segment about them and their school experience.
Senior year has been a crazy journey. I got the second lead role in my last play, and I even get to open and close the play. Theater is such a huge part of my life, so I am incredibly grateful to have this opportunity. I also went on senior trip, which was one of the best school trips that I've been a part of. I got to experience so many new things, such as the aquarium in Dollywood. We also visited a creek and explored the outdoors of Tennessee. I've made many academic accomplishments this year as well. Overall, this year has been the best school year ever, and I'm so happy to end it all on a good note.
Senior year is such a significant milestone in our lives. It's a time where we begin to realize that childhood is coming to an end and that we are about to embark on a new journey. As I reflect on my senior year, I feel a sense of nostalgia mixed with excitement for what's to come. It's been a time of tremendous personal growth and learning, both inside and outside the classroom. I've made some unforgettable memories with my friends and learned so much about myself. My favorite memories were winning Christmas tournament, making it to playoffs, and going to Indiana. I've discovered my passions and interests, and I'm excited to pursue them in college. I'm grateful for the opportunities that my school has given me, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my life. In 10 years, I see myself being a nurse practitioner and working in a hospital.
Hey Wildcats, this is Jacob Duke. I'm a senior at Bethlehem High School. I came to BHS in third grade after being at Vernon Elementary for a couple of years, and I can say that the transition between the schools was the best decision ever. And if I'm being honest, my senior year has been pretty eventful and fun to say the least. I got a lot of memories out of my senior year, especially going to Mr. Carroll's and having some jokes and cutting up with him, the funny things we would do while trying to get mine and Case's segment done for the podcast, and just waiting to see if Miss Herndon was coming to her room late or just wasn't coming at all. Those are some of my favorite memories from this past year, and I'm definitely going to miss it here. But the best thing now is to get out into the free world, go to college, and get me a good paying job. And where I see myself in 10 years is fairly happy with the fact that I got my dream job and just trying to make it in the real world as being a lineman. I also see myself being married and having possibly a couple kids. But who knows? We'll have to see what the Lord brings to me. Thank you for listening, Wildcats. This is Jacob Duke, signing off the BHS podcast for one last time. Goodbye and farewell.
Hey everyone, my name is Case Namerson. I'm a senior here at Bethlehem High School and I've attended this school since pre-K. Senior year has been amazing to say the least. Many things have happened in this short amount of time, like getting to play baseball with my friends one last time, getting to go to FBLA State Leadership Conference, the senior trip, and getting to do these podcasts with Mr. Carroll. I see myself in 10 years achieving my goal of wanting to be a dentist in my hometown. That's all my senior year recapped. Thanks for listening, Wildcats. This is Case and Emerson signing off one last time.
Hey Wildcat Nation, my name is Roman Purvey, and I am a senior on this year's Wildcast. The last year has been crazy but fun. I am a big athlete for Wildcats, playing sports including golf, basketball, and baseball. I was blessed to go on to represent Bethlehem and the regional level in golf and do the same with my team in basketball. My favorite memories from this year are the trips I got to go on with my friends. We got to travel to Indiana and play basketball for a week and hang out. My second favorite memory is going on the FBLA state trip. Got to relax in the hotel and play some fun things like putt-putt and go shop. My future plans are to attend LBW Community College and play golf while getting my AA. I hope then to transfer to a big four-year college and study a degree in physical therapy. My dream would be to play golf and coach at the college level. I see myself in 10 years winning a green jacket and making millions of money.
This is all your seniors saying.
Farewell, Wildcat Nation.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'll be describing different terms for subgenres I use or will use. We got five terms to get through today. We'll continue with the list next week, so let's start off with MMO, or Massively Multiplayer Online. A MMO game is an online video game with a large number of players on the same server. Souls-like is a subgenre of action role-playing and action adventure games, known for high levels of difficulty and emphasis on environmental storytelling, typically in a dark fantasy setting. Roguelike is a subgenre of role-playing computer games traditionally characterized by a dungeon crawl through procedurally generated levels, turn-based gameplay, grid-based movement, and permanent death of the player character. Roguelite, a subgenre of roguelikes that has most of the game design philosophies of roguelikes, but also has at least one progression element that persists after failure. RPG, a role-playing game, is a game in which players assume the roles of characters in a fictional setting. Players take responsibility for acting out these roles within a narrative, either through literal acting or through a process of structured decision-making regarding character development. That's it from me, folks. Tune in next week for part two. This week's source came from Wikipedia. Now on to Case's movie review.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, I'll be talking about a biopic. A biopic being a movie about the life of a famous person, typically going all throughout the life of said famous person. The film I'm referring to is the new release, Big George Foreman. As the name suggests, the movie follows the former heavyweight champion boxer, George Foreman. Overcoming a childhood marked by poverty to become one of the most promising young boxers in the world, George Foreman suffers a near-death experience in the ring and vows to never fight again after deciding to become a Baptist minister and preacher. Years later, with bankruptcy looming over his struggling gym, he gets back in touch with his former trainer and becomes the oldest boxer in history to win the heavyweight championship. I really enjoyed this movie. It's definitely one of the best biopics I've ever seen. With great acting and fantastic story, this is easily in the top 10 films of this year. That's it for now, people. As always, thanks for watching and be sure to tune in next week for more classic and modern movies. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and this week I'll be telling you about the Panhandle and its interesting facts. As the case is with the other 8 U.S. states that have panhandles, the geographic meaning of this term is exact and elastic. References from the Florida Panhandle always include the 10 countries west of the Apalachicola River, a natural geographic boundary which was the historic dividing line between the British colonies and the West Florida and East Florida. The western counties also lie in the central time zone, with the exception of Gulf states in the eastern time zone. References to the Panhandle also include some of the or all of the 11 countries immediately east of the Apalachicola River, known as the Big Bend region, along the curve of Appalachia Bay. My story source this week is Wikipedia.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. And this week we're going to be talking about the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. The Mercedes-Benz S-Class is the car of the future. Some consumers say that life in the S-Class is comfortable, quick, and serene thanks to two PP powertrains that move lavish cruise ship with ease, says Austin Irwin, a reviewer from CarAndDriver.com. A sumptuous cabin, pampering seating, a long list of advanced features, high-tech driving aids, and several strong engine options. My source for this week's episode of Tech Time comes from CarAndDriver.com and Cars.USNews.com. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Tech Time, and now to Zach with This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today we'll be talking about April 17th. The American Medical Association is organized in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May 6, 1957, the U.S. Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts is awarded the Pulitzer Prize Award for his book Profile of Courage. May 7th, the communications satellite Telstar 2 is launched by the United States. May 8th, 1511, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto discovers the Mississippi River. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of This Week in History. Now on TC with Coronals from Around the World.
Hi, I'm TC. Welcome to Cool Animals Around the World. This week we're going to be talking about cool animals in Alaska. Polar bear, a hypercarnivorous species of bear. Its native range lies within the Arctic Circle, encompassing the Arctic Ocean and its surrounding seas and land masses. Puffins, these poetic seabirds that feed primarily and driving in the water. They breed in large colonies and coastal cliffs or offshore islands, nesting in crevices among rocks or in burrows in the soil. Emperor goose, a waterfowl species in the family Anatidae. They live in mudflats and coast in Alaska, and they occasionally live in Canada and the continuous United States. That's all for cool animals around the world. Stay tuned next week for cool animals in the state of West Virginia. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
That's it for this week, everybody. Thanks for listening, and as always, be sure to tune in next week for more news, movies, and tech.